All right, we call the Commerce Committee back in the session, back in the... Next bill. Consideration of ONCA 1741, an act to establish land use and zoning in law and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards, Congresswoman Edwards here.
This is a bill that I contemplated and talked about in the fall session. And so then I turned in the request to our legislative council and asked him to do a survey of the land use laws that the other tribes were using, since, particularly out west, since there are some of the larger landholding tribes. He came up with what you see. This is actually just a part of a law that one of the Arizona tribes uses. I think it's maybe too much for Osage, but it addresses a lot of the issues that they have, that I don't know, you know, part of their reservations in an urban area. So I think it needs for this Congress to weigh in on what kind of land use law we envision. And then it needs, but it's a comprehensive law. It has a lot of good definitions in it. I can give you an example of something that I think is a problem. You know, there's a lot of people that live contiguous to this campus, and there's a it abuts a residential area in Pawhuska, for example, and for whatever reason, somebody made the decision that lights should be glowing all night long on the buildings, the new buildings, including lights all over the parking lot. So what used to be a quiet residential street is now a flood of parking lot lights. So, or maybe it's the buildings themselves. But if we would have addressed that through some sort of zoning regs, land use, perhaps that wouldn't have happened. But also has to do with planning, management. So, I mean, land use is how you manage what you own. And we own some things in restriction. We own some things that are fee. And I think we just have got to spend a lot of time deciding what it is that the group wants to do. I don't have too much of an opinion on this, where what I've got so far. Like I said, I think it's probably too much. But it's an example of what another tribe thought was important in terms of their land use. So. I'm not really sure. I'm sure they had somebody that they paid a lot of money that wrote this.
Is this just
they got paid by the word, I bet.
It's a lot of words.
Assistant Chief.
You would be forced to challenge the claim that this is a comprehensive law. It only has two things in it. It has definitions and tables. That's all it has. I'll just fire down the list here. The enacting clause is wrong. Next, it invokes the wrong allotment act. It's 1906, it's not 1877. There are still five references to the Salt River, Pima, Maricopa in the bill, plus more references to their tribal entities. There's no provisions for variances. There's no empowerment of agency. There's no provision for enforcement. Just last week, Scott, the right committee, this committee and the executive agreed that Congress writes laws and agencies write regulations according to the Administrative Procedures Act. This bill, we believe, ignores that understanding. There's no opportunity for public comment, no advertising, no, as there commonly are in regs. There's no engagement of the executive branch to our knowledge in the development of this law. There's no map, and there's no process for developing a map, despite the fact that there's numerous definitions.
Thank you.
Well, I'm... Shame on Trey for not catching those things. But like I said before, this is not my work. This is what I submitted as what I wanted, what I felt like we needed, which was a land use law. And I certainly invited all sorts of people to comment on it. It is certainly a work in progress. This is the beginning of it. And in fact, there are about 400 more pages that go in it. So I don't know who, quote, executive branch is, but if that person is the assistant principal chief, I'd be happy to turn this over to him and the committee to work with, because once it's in committee, of course, it's the committee's product, but it needs to happen. I don't want to work with the assistant principal chief on it, but you guys might. I prefer to work with lawyers on it.
Chief.
I would just add that there's absolutely nothing in here that indicates jurisdiction. So to enact this or something like it without any consultation with villages kind of totally ignores the Constitution's direction that they point out to us, to that the villages have their own traditions and practices. There's a move afoot to slowly and methodically build a framework for law for the villages. Right now, I'm participating in that. To put it bluntly, I'm not sure restricted property owners or the people in the villages are ready for the Congress to lay 400 pages of restrictions on them. If that indeed is what this bill will eventually look like.
I have no idea what this bill will eventually look like. This was the starting point after 6 months of asking for some information for how other tribes were implementing land use. So no, it needs a lot of work. Its intent is not to impose anything on anyone. Its intent is to come up with the best law and to come up with a reason land use. And yeah, I would think that would take probably a year's worth of time, but it's not going to work with 30 minutes, you know, three times this session. It needs a lot of intense work. But I don't think that handing it over to an executive branch official or an executive branch agency is what we should do. We should write law.
So how do you propose we go forward on that?
Well, I think it needs to go back to our legislative council and maybe even employ some land use council and
apparently the executive branch is not enthusiastic about it. Shall we table it for the moment, Chair?
I think that, I mean, yeah, you can do that, but I think that we are going to have to get somebody to start writing something with some expertise, and I would suggest that that's an attorney.
We're using the AG's office to help draft the framework for the overarching village laws, which could encompass certainly most of the residential jurisdiction that this building report covers.
Oh, I've been listening to what Congressman Edwards has said and looking through there here at the same time, and it's pretty massive. I think that we need land use law. I think it's important. I think instead of first charging some outside specialist to come in, we should go through things like this law and see, just in definition alone, what really applies to the nation here, and then try to narrow it down before we scope it out and send it out to an individual. I'm willing to work with you on that for a starting point. Maybe Trey can help us a little bit get it scoped down to what it is we actually do with our land, what do we want to say about its utilization, and what's really Osage portions of it that apply, because there's so much in here that just does not even apply to us.
There's a ton that's in here.
Right.
And as I'm indicating to you, it is the most comprehensive law that he found. And I said, well, I guess we can start with it and see what happens. But the intent was always to sit around this table with this group of people and work on it. I do think that somebody is going to have to, and I think that somebody, I mean, I'm surprised to hear the assistant principal chief say that the executive branch in conjunction with the attorney general is drafting law.
Seems like a separation of powers issue, also.
Well, we see what happens when we get handed laws and we pass them.
Well, we do have to administrate them after all. I would add that Congressman Walker and Congressman Morris have been in constant communication since this initiative started about 30 days ago. And they've been invited to these meetings as potential sponsors for legislation. They haven't made one of the meetings so far due to scheduling conflicts. I've spoken earlier today to both members of Congress and told them about what's happening next, and we're going to meet again. So Congress, we're not doing this without Congress at the table. We're trying to, this particular effort is just about the villages. And I'm not sure the villages would appreciate having this come down from on high, as opposed to having some direct input on the place that they live.
So, y'all were working on a competing bill? Is that what's going on?
We're doing this from the ground up, Mr. Chairman. We're starting in direct conversations with the villages to come up with a framework and law that we can work with. It's simpler. It is certainly downsized from the first effort we had. We do have lawyers involved from the AG's office. And we're working on it with members of Congress.
You've been there and you've called them.
Is this the Pahaska Village Committee working on this? Has Hominy and Gray Horse been included in this?
Yes, ma'am.
These meetings? And have they shown up at the meetings also?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Okay.
Two representatives from each at the last meeting.
Well.
Move to table ONC A 1741 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Am I failed? Say yes.
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 Right, well,
motion to adjourn.
Second.
About that,
yes.
Yes.
Right, well, we need to get together on stuff like this, because I'm working on revision of the code and talking. They might be working on the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so. Sounds to me like they're working on something that involves somebody that owns